All right, everyone. We haven't seen this one in a while. This is To Be a King on Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back. It certainly is a beautiful day. Once I get things straightened out and secure here, I'll have to enjoy it. Looks like the palace commander. What fantastic timing. General Gallius, do you have a moment? Of course, Grimm. I was planning on finding you today. Congratulations on your new position. Quite the honor. You're too kind. I'm just hoping we can get some stability and safety back in the palace. I agree. I'm afraid your predecessor was occasionally a bit careless. It almost felt like he was trying to cause an issue sometimes. About that, I'm told there was an incident a while back. Oh no. Other than the three incidents I'm sure you've heard about, there have been no other infractions as far as I'm aware. Are you entirely certain? Princess Kasia herself told me about the incident last night. It's not so much a pointed attempt as a security oversight. There was at least one night where Princess Kasia's bedroom and the courtyard did not have guards. What? That's terrifying. I assure you that had I been informed, I would have done something. I do remember the king summoning me and asking for more guards to be stationed. I just assumed it was a request due to the attempts on his life. You can imagine what could have happened. Nothing good. This is quite concerning. Did things seem secure last night when you toured the castle? Yes, I didn't notice any problems. Good, but any lapse is worrisome, and the recent assassination attempts make it all the worse. Do you need me to investigate further? Yes, we need to get to the bottom of it. Of course, I'll report back soon, and I assure you the men responsible will be punished. Grimm, it's such a lovely morning! It's very nice before the heat of the day. How are you, Princess Valentina? Better now. Are you ready for your party tonight? Absolutely. I can't wait to have you escort me in. Everyone will be looking at us. I'm sure they'll be looking at you. And my handsome escort. It's going to be the best party. Oh, there you are, Grimm. Thank you for everything last night. What, last night? What do you mean, Kasia? Calm down, Valentina. The general here just stopped by to check out the security of my room. At night? Oh, you tease. Leave him alone. Grimm is mine. Don't be such a child. I'm not a child. I'm a woman. Then quit acting like a child. What exactly did you do with Grimm last night? He stopped by at my request to make sure that my room was secure, just as I said. Don't worry, I didn't spend the night with him. Yet. He won't be gracing your bed anytime soon. He's my date tonight, and don't you forget it. Oh, I know, Valentina. Given how loud you constantly are, I'm sure the entire palace is aware by this point. They should know. It's my birthday, and he's my escort. Enjoy your night with him, Valentina. I'm sure he'll be looking for someone a bit more mature soon. Why, you prudish! So, Princess Valentina, is your dress ready for the evening? Why, yes it is. I had my final fitting this morning. You're going to love it. I look forward to seeing you in it. My dress is also ready. Regretfully, it's last year's fashion, but that should still put me a few years ahead of Valentina's dress. Ooh! These two sure do love to fight. I wonder if Princess Kasia's tigers fight like this. I'm sure you'll both be very lovely and very fashionable this evening. Speaking of, don't you need to start getting ready for this evening, Valentina? The guest of honor always needs extra time to prepare so as not to disappoint her guests. I'm ready to prepare for tonight whenever you are, Kasia. Nonsense! You run along. I'm going to stay with Grimm. He needs some company. I don't think so. I'm not leaving you here with him to try to talk him into being your date. I'll stay too. Ladies, as much as I would love to, I actually have some business I need to attend to. But I'll see you both this evening. You'll see me first. Yes, Princess Valentina, I'll be sure to be there at the proper time. Wonderful. See you soon, Grimm. Way to appear desperate, Valentina. Kasia, have a good day, ladies. Why do I feel like tonight might be my greatest challenge? You're here! I told you I would be. It's not you I don't trust. It's Kasia. Let's just forget about that for right now. Shall I escort you in? One thing I absolutely cannot fucking stand is when a woman wants to talk about another woman she can't stand. I can't stand that because they're just, she does this and she does that and she does this and she does that, and they'll go on and on and on and on and on about how much they hate this other woman. It's like, I get it. She's a bitch. You don't like her. She's terrible. You don't want anything to do with her. Good, it's fine. Can we have dinner settled at least? One more minute. I just need to let this soak in. Princess Valentina. I'm just so happy. It's been such a stressful few months, and now it's my birthday, and I have the most wonderful date. Escort. Date. I'm the princess. I set the rules. Is that so? Of course. It's one of the benefits of being a princess. One of the benefits? Along with having a gorgeous general escort you into your birthday party and be your date for the night. And your future husband. What was that, princess? Nothing. Shall we go? Ladies and gentlemen, Her Royal Highness Princess Valentina! Isn't this exciting? I'm so glad you're my escort. You're so much better than the others I've had. I'm glad you're enjoying yourself, Princess Valentina. Oh, I am. Shall we dance? Regretfully, I'm not one for dancing. I can have you executed if you don't. Well, looks like I've found my footing. Excuse me? I'm teasing, but as my escort, you really should dance with me. For the guest of honor, I suppose I could make an exception. Fantastic. For one who doesn't like to dance, you're not terrible at it. So your toes are still intact then. You haven't stepped on them yet. And you don't have much longer. We can go and sit down after this song. That's a relief. Do you not enjoy dancing with me? It's not you, princess. It's dancing. Especially with everyone watching. I love that everyone's watching. I bet my sisters are jealous. Is that all you care about, your highness? Making your sisters jealous? No, I really like you, Grimm. I'm very happy that you're the one here with me. Perhaps we should talk to my father tonight.
Sorry?
Teasing again. You need to lighten up. It's a party. What are you looking at? I'm just looking around. We need to be careful with everything that's happened. I don't want to think about that now. I'll protect you, Princess Valentina. I know, but it's my birthday. I need one day where I'm not worried about someone from my family being kidnapped or killed.
I'm sorry, Your Highness. I didn't mean to upset you.
I know you're here to protect us, but tonight I need for you to just be with me.
I won't leave your side.
I feel so safe with you. Thank you for being my escort.
Of course, Princess Valentina. Are you ready to go sit down?
Sure.
Good evening, General Grimm.
Good evening, Princess Kasia. Enjoying yourself? I have to admit, it's a lovely birthday celebration. Congratulations, Valentina. Why is she wearing all black? You really mean that? Yes, I'm glad you're having such a lovely celebration, especially given the strain of the past few months. Agreed. Did you see us dancing?
Or maybe just saw your sister dancing?
I saw both of you, yes. General Grimm would be quite the capable dancer with only a few lessons. I'll be happy to practice with you any time, Grimm. I have a bit more experience, Valentina. Once security around the palace is more to my satisfaction, I'd be happy to let you both practice with me. Good evening! Happiest of birthdays, Valentina! Thank you, Eliana! I think I did that right. Elenia? Thank you, Elenia. Are you having a good time? Very much so. It's a lovely birthday. And this must be the new Chief Guardian I've heard so much about. I'm glad we finally have someone competent in the position. That's exactly what I told Father this morning. The abilities of the last one left much to be desired. There were far too many lapses, but hopefully those awful incidents are behind us. I'm afraid we haven't been formally introduced, Princess Alenia. I do remember you from camp when you were young. It is perhaps a bit too far in my past for me to recall, unfortunately. Are you settling in as well? Good Lord, she's got some breasts, hasn't she? He is. I've made sure to make him feel welcome. I believe I was asking the General, Valentina. It's rather rude to interject when you're not being spoken to. Sorry. I'm pleased to hear that you're settling in, General. When you have some time, I'd like to discuss a few concerns I have. I can, of course, wait until after this evening's festivities. I'd be happy to discuss when it suits you. Any concerns will get my foremost attention. Excellent. Enjoy the rest of the party. You aren't staying, Alenia? I'll be nearby, but I don't wish to disrupt your date, Valentina. Date? See? I told you, Cassia. Valentina, perhaps goading and gloating is better suited for private conversation? It is unflattering to cause a stir at an event like this. Do enjoy your birthday. Yes, Alenia. Thank you for coming by. It was a pleasure, Princess Alenia. Please bring your concerns to me at your earliest convenience. Absolutely. Have a wonderful evening. I'll accompany you, Alenia. I wouldn't want Valentina to feel that I was somehow distracting her date. Did you see that? They always treat me like I'm a child. I'm 19. I'm a woman. You are the youngest, Princess Valentina. I know, but I'm fully grown, not a child. I don't think you're a child, Your Highness, but older siblings will behave that way sometimes. I guess you're right. At least I have the best escort. I'm honored to be your escort. Oh, look, my parents are coming over. In the name of all that is holy, please don't let Valentina bring up marrying me to her father. Valentina, you're looking so lovely. Thank you, Father. Have you seen who is escorting me this evening? I'm honestly surprised you got him out on the dance floor. I never thought of him as much of a dancer. He isn't. But he danced with me. I see that at least one of my daughters has already been able to talk you into doing what she wishes. I could not refuse a member of the royal family. You don't have to do anything my daughters request, Grimm. You won't get on my bad side from declining their rather eccentric supplications. He wanted to be my date, though, didn't you, Grimm? Of course. Just remember that he has other responsibilities too, Valentina. Yes, Mother, I know, but tonight he's here to make my birthday special. Seems like you have quite the admirer already, Grimm.
Might I speak to you in private for a second, Grimm? Absolutely, my king. What did you need, King Aracelis?
Well, General, I understand from Princess Cassia that she informed you about the situation she had a few weeks ago. With the missing guards, yes, I spoke to the palace commander about it first thing this morning.
I'm so glad to see you on top of things already. I knew that bringing you in would be a wise move. Any word on what the issue was?
He gave me his word that he would investigate it promptly. I'm going to be sure he gets to the bottom of this.
See to it that he does. Between us, I didn't want to accept Helena by discussing this in our meeting earlier. I am worried that these plots extend much deeper than we know.
Extend deeper? You think there are more in the palace involved? I can't be certain, of course. But that's your job. Be very wary, Grimm. I'm not sure who you can ultimately trust right now, but I trust you to be discerning. I appreciate your confidence. I'll be careful. Is there a way for us to communicate without interference should the need arise?
Do you remember the old code we used back in camp?
Of course. I've been using a modified version of it with my own troops.
Excellent. Let's use that for now, so as not to arouse suspicion from anyone who may take an interest in our communications. And you remember the phrase to indicate danger? There are trolls in the hills? That's the one. Thank you again, Grim. I'll let you back to Valentina. Excuse me. I'll let you get back to Valentina. She seems quite taken with you. Tread lightly, or you may break a few hearts while you're here. Ha ha. She's a lovely woman. Sorry. She's a lovely young woman. And this evening has been a pleasant one away from the worries of the last few days. I agree. Go spend some more time with your date. Though I need to warn you, she's always been the most charming of my daughters. She always gets her way, somehow. I'll be on guard. Thank you so much for coming. On behalf of my daughter Valentina, my queen Helena, and our entire family, we are honored to have shared this wonderful day with you all. Long live the king! Yes, the king! Okay. So did you... So did you ask him? No. Oh, I thought you would. We've been over this already, Princess Valentina. It would have been a great birthday present, I'm just saying. I thought being your date was the birthday present. I'm completely fine with you getting me more than one present.
I'll keep that in mind.
Another dance?
When did I agree to that?
When you refused to get me a second present.
Ooh, I do not like her at all.
Very well,
Ooh, excuse me.
My stomach decided it wanted to have a few words. Very well, my lady. Would you accompany me to the dance floor? With pleasure, Grim. Thank you. For being with me tonight and making me so happy. I'm glad you're enjoying yourself. It has been a great night. When are you available tomorrow?
Tomorrow? I think I may have other responsibilities.
After you finish those, I'm sure you'll be free in the evening.
Are you positive? I may have a mysterious night mission.
Do you? Tell me about it.
Firstly, if it was secret, I couldn't tell you.
But I'm a princess, you must tell me.
That isn't how this works, Your Highness. And also, maybe it's a secret mission to get you another present.
If it's that, I'll just wait to find out then. But do you have a super secret mission?
Not that I know of.
Then you're free to come and see me. Excellent.
What?
You checked Cassia's room just to make sure it was secure. It'd be very rude and careless of you not to come and check mine as well.
You make a fair point. I shall check the scrutiny of your rooms, but that is all.
We shall see. I'm not ready for the night to end. Let's go outside for a bit. I need some fresh air.
As you wish, Princess Valentina.
You're so formal tonight. Are you having a good time?
I am. I got to dance with a beautiful woman and enjoyed some delicious food.
Beautiful woman? That's so sweet.
I am a bit tired, though.
We won't be long. I just wanted to get you alone for a bit.
Princess Valentina, we aren't...
Not out here.
Not what I meant.
Would you please consider talking to my father? Princess Valentina, we, at a minimum, need to get to know each other before I... Excuse me. We need to get to know each other better before I'd even consider that. People get married all the time who barely know each other. Alenia almost married some guy she'd never even met. And she didn't want that, did she?
No, but we know each other.
Not well. We can spend some time to get to know each other better, though. I will make you that promise. I guess I'll have to live with that. Look on the bright side. You got to spend your birthday with me. True, it has been a lovely time. And Cassia was so jealous.
What was that?
I said it's been fabulous. Actually, I have a gift for you.
Oh, really? My birthday isn't for a few more months. I know, but you deserve this.
Did you at least look around to make sure no one saw that?
Nope, I don't need to. If anyone has a problem, they can take it up with Princess Valentina. Will you escort me back to my room?
Sure.
Will you dream of me?
I have no control over my dreams, Princess. It's possible I'll dream of gladiators or something, as every man should. You should be fighting beasts in a coliseum when you close your eyes at night, fellas. That's what we should be seeing. And then you should get glorious tankards of ale.
You could at least make the effort.
Okay, I don't know how that's possible, but happy birthday, Princess Valentina.
One more kiss?
Only because you're the birthday girl.
Birthday woman?
Good night, Your Highness.
Good night, my love. Short of throwing her into the river or leaving her with a pack of wolves, I'm not sure anything is going to end her quest to marry me.
At least she didn't bring it up with the king tonight.
Good lord, that's the worst one you want to marry. Okay. So, now we're in a very important part. And that's why it's a good time for us to end for now. So that was a nice little wholesome dance by a spoiled princess that you wanted to throw into the moat, right? Look, we're trying. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out for Grimm's Uncanny Valley, and yes, we'll have more to be a king.